It's Friday, otherwise known as Groundhog Day, as in another Friday before a big congressional break, another government shutdown likely averted. That $1 trillion budget to finance the federal government through the end of the next fiscal year had deal-breaking language about travel to Cuba, but that will probably go today. But then there are the payroll tax extensions and unemployment benefits, both of those set to expire at the end of the month. Republican House Speaker John Boehner still says his party will not pass those extensions without language that will speed up that Canada to the Gulf oil pipeline. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi responds, "This is the Republican do-nothing Congress." Gail Chadwick is congressional correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, we just want to check in with you. You know, early this morning, there was talk of concessions and conciliation. I mean, the Democrats dropped their call for a tax on income over $1 million to pay for the payroll tax extension. Am I hearing that this did not last?
It is really a bucking bronco at this point, and this isn't unusual at the end of a session. I think what is clear is that both sides are committed to a resolution. There are Plan Bs littering the landscape, and both the president and congressional leaders today have reassured the public that even if this is not settled by midnight tonight, the president has ordered the government not to shut down if the House can pass an extension tonight, today, which it will.
Well, but who are the big losers here? The Democrats, Republicans say that the Democrats were holding up any agreement on the big trillion-dollar spending bill because they wanted to use that as leverage to try to get the payroll extensions passed without that pipeline. But it looks like, you know, the trillion-dollar bill is passing, and it looks like the payroll extension will pass at least without the tax on the income over $1 million to pay for it, and maybe with the pipeline?
That is the astonishing outcome of a year that has focused, like a laser, on that surtax for millionaires. It's a huge theme for the president. It's a huge theme for Democrats, that the rich need to do more with the issues of the day. Now, whether they've lost or not, remember, everything now is focused on elections. And the talking point is still there. Republicans were willing to take the country to the point of default in the summer and closing government in the fall over protecting millionaires. Is that really who you want to run the Senate and the House? So win or lose, just because the talking point is gone for the moment doesn't mean it's not still functioning come November 2012.
Well, meanwhile, explain what, again, you touched on it, but explain what the options are. Democratic leaders may try for a temporary two-month extension of both the payroll tax cut and unemployment insurance benefit.
That's it. Either tonight or Saturday morning, the Senate will take up the House's bill. The president has already said he would veto it, and the Senate Democratic leader has already said it's a non-starter. But come Saturday morning, it is a starter. If it's voted down as expected, we'll shift to Plan B, which is extending the payroll tax cut, extending unemployment, long-term unemployment insurance, and preventing a mandated spike in fees, a drop in fees for Medicare doctors. All of that will be extended for another 2 months.
With the pipeline?
I'm not sure about that. I expect the pipeline to be in the picture because, remember, what this is isn't a pipeline. It's a requirement that the president make a decision on the pipeline. Right. He can still say yes or no. And the reason Republicans want that to happen, aside from the case they're making publicly, jobs, is that the president, if he refuses to go ahead with this pipeline, is alienating a lot of important unions, important to his base, and another element of the election.
But if he says go ahead, then he alienates the environmentalists. It's going to be interesting to watch the next several hours. Gail Chadwick of the Christian Science Monitor, thank you so much.
You're welcome.